What a wonderful song. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is A Call to Worship and Praise. The Word says that where two or three are gathered in the name of the Lord, He is here with us. And surely the presence of the Lord today is right here in this place. Later on in our program, we're going to be talking about how we can place our trust in Jesus Christ. We can trust Him during those difficult times of life. We'll be sharing some thoughts and a lot of songs about placing our complete trust in the Lord Jesus Christ later in our broadcast. Right now, let's ask for His blessing and His anointing on this program. Heavenly Father, thank You for the privilege You've given us to come into Your presence today. In the name of Jesus, the Lamb of God, the very image of Your person, the exact representation of You, Lord. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Father, thank You for the Holy Spirit that directs our lives, corrects us when we get off base, disciplines us when we need it, comforts us when we are in sorrow. Thank You, Father, for being with us every moment, every day. We know, Lord, that we can place our complete trust in You. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And You shed Your blood for us so that we might be declared righteous in the sight of God because of what the Lamb did for us many, many years ago on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Himself said that there is only one way. He is the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to You, Father, except through Him. We believe that, Lord, and we praise You, and we thank You for Your mercy and for Your grace. Be pleased with our worship and praise today, Father, as we lift You up. Only to You, Heavenly Father. The song says, only to Him, or only to You, goes our song of praise. Only to You do our hands we raise. No one but Jesus could love us this way, so only to You goes our praise.
Jesus.
What a wonderful medley by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. With all my heart and mind and soul, I worship you. There's nothing I would rather do than lift my voice in praise to you, now and forevermore, dear Lord. I worship you. This is a call to worship. I'm Dave Kersey. Coming up in just a little bit, I'm going to share with you a rather long psalm. It's Psalm 37 from the New International Version. And now, Psalm 37. Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for He knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The days of the blameless are known to the Lord, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster they will not wither. In times of famine they will enjoy plenty. But the wicked will perish. The Lord's enemies will be like the beauty of the fields. They will vanish like smoke. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those he curses will be cut off. If the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I was young, and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken, or their children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be blessed. Turn from evil and do good, then you will dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. They will be protected forever, but the offspring of the wicked will be cut off. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous man utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks what is just. The law of his God is in his heart. His feet do not slip. The wicked lie in wait for the righteous, seeking their very lives. But the Lord will not leave them in their power or let them be condemned when brought to trial. Wait for the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. I have seen a wicked and ruthless man flourishing like a green tree in its native soil, but he soon passed away and was no more. Though I looked for him, he could not be found. Consider the blameless. Observe the upright. There is a future for the man of peace. But all sinners will be destroyed. The future of the wicked will be cut off. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him.
You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you.
Trust in you always. Let the me, this water flows toward the eastern region. It goes down into the valley and enters the sea. And when it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. And it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the river goes, shall live.
Is it all to him? Does he say?
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. In the background, we're listening to the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes, beginning with the song Moment by Moment, which is heard from the late Danny Gaither in his rendition of the song Does Jesus Care? He does care. You can trust him. In fact, today we're singing and talking a lot about how we can place our complete trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 say, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Later we're going to be talking about how our God is a trustworthy God. He is for us. In fact, coming up a little later, we're going to hear that wonderful reading from Don Moen's musical, God for Us, called You Can Trust Him. In fact, I've got a copy of that online. You can print it out. You can also listen to just the reading online if you'd like to check it out on our website. More about that a little later. But coming up later, we'll be talking about how we can trust God. We can place our complete trust and life in His hands. That's coming up a little later. Right now, briefly, I want to say thank you for your letters, for your financial help of this radio ministry, for your questions. You can email me right here at dave@calltoworship.us. If you have a question, I'll try and get back to you. If you'd like to make a comment, I'd love to hear it. You can even make a contribution on our website. Very safe, very secure. In fact, that's the way I give to this website, through the Internet. So check us out, won't you, at calltoworship.us. And if you'd like to write to us, our address is Call to Worship, 1236. That's 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. I've been mentioning all this month that we have a wonderful little booklet for you. Actually, it's a hardcover book, but it's not very long. It's only about 80 pages, and it's chock full of 15 different devotionals about how you can know God's will for your life, how you can learn to recognize His voice as He speaks to you through His Word, through many other sources. And I'd like to send a copy of this to you if you'll just write to me. Let me know you're listening, you're praying for this ministry. If you can send a gift, that would be great. Not required for this book. I want to see that each one of our listeners has a copy of Knowing God's Will. However, if you will send a gift for the ministry of Call to Worship, I've got a devotional booklet called The Word for You Today. We send it out every 3 months, and each issue contains a daily devotional for every day of those 3 months. The current copy just came out in September, so it's for September, October, November. If you send in a gift, we'll send you this current copy, and then after that, you'll continue to get one every 3 months. They're wonderful devotionals, short, concise, and it's my gift to you to thank you for your faithfulness in your financial support for Call to Worship. Once again, that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501, and our website address, www.calltoworship.us. Well, let's get back to this medley that's been playing in the background. We began with the song Moment by Moment, then we heard Day by Day. Let's continue now with the song God Will Take Care of You, the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes.
How I prove him
My friend, you can trust God today. He is good, and He is good all the time. But as you focus on His goodness, don't miss His greatness.
He is unparalleled and unprecedented. He is the centerpiece of civilization. He is the superlative of all excellence. He is the sum of human greatness. He is the source of divine grace. His name is the only one able to save, and His blood is the only power able to cleanse. His ear is open to the sinner's call. His hand is quick to lift the fallen soul. He's the eternal lover of us all, everyone. And you can trust Him. He supplies mercy for the struggling soul. He sustains the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes with the wounded and broken. He strengthens the weak and the weary. He guards and He guides the wanderer. He heals the sick and cleanses the leper. He delivers the captive and defends the helpless, and He binds up the brokenhearted. He's for you, and you can trust Him. Jesus is the key to all knowledge. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance, and He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway to glory. And yes, you can trust Him. Jesus is enough. He's the all-sufficient King. He's the King of the Jews. He's the King of Israel. He's the King of righteousness, and He's the King of the ages. He's the King of heaven. He's the King of glory. He's the King of kings, and He's the Lord of lords. And yes, again, you can trust Him. And rejoice in this, my friend. He is a sovereign King. There is no gauge to measure His limitless love. There is no barrier to block His blessings outpoured. He is enduringly strong, and He is entirely supreme. He is eternally steadfast. He is immortally faithful. He is imperially powerful, and He is impartially merciful. He is Jesus, God's Son, and you can trust Him. I wish I could more accurately describe Him to you, but He's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. You can't outlive Him, and you can't live without Him. The Pharisees couldn't stand Him, but they found they couldn't stop Him. Pilate couldn't fault Him. Herod couldn't kill Him. Death couldn't conquer Him. And the grave couldn't hold Him. My friends, He's the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. He's the God of the future and the God of the past. And we rise to speak His name again and again. Jesus. Jesus. He is Jesus. He is for us. And we can trust Him.
Jesus.
Oh, what a wonderful medley there with the Don Moen Camp Kirkland Orchestra and Chorus from his musical God For Us. Lift up your voices. Death could not hold him. Crown him with many crowns. And that wonderful reading, You Can Trust Him. You can go to our website and actually print out that reading if you'd like. You can actually listen to it all by itself, or you can actually go and re-listen to this program on our website if you want. And if you can, I'd appreciate it if you'd write us. If you can send a gift, that would be great. We need it. And we'll send out to you a wonderful daily devotional called The Word for You Today to say thank you for your gift. And don't forget, we have another booklet for you, Knowing God's Will. Just write to us, and I'll send that to you. The address is Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And the website is www.calltoworship.us. Let's wind up our time together with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, reminding you that you can put all your trust in Jesus today.
Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus.